Ephesians chapter 2, and you, he has made alive, who were dead, in trespasses and sins, in which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all have, conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, anger, judgment, and as others, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and caused us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Because by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of you ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Therefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles, non-Jews in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, non-Jews by those are called the circumcised, Jews in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without wrist, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. He is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the hostility, even the law of commandments, dynances, laws, rules, in order to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body, having killed the hostility by the cross, and came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to those who were near, because through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner, stone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows to a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a house, temple of God through the Spirit.